This passage from the 11th chapter of St. John's Gospel addresses the central question, the ultimate conundrum, the deepest anxiety that is present in human beings. Death. And the truth of this passage of Scripture is found in the conversation Jesus has with Martha on the road outside the city limits. I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, even though you physically die, you live. And whoever is alive and believes in me never, ever dies. For Martha, for the Pharisees, for believing people, resurrection was an event. It was an event to occur in the future. It was an event to occur at the end. Jesus says, Martha, this is not an event. Resurrection is a person. I am the resurrection. Resurrection is not something you wait for. Resurrection is present now. Eternal life is not something yet to be granted. Eternal life is what you possess. You are a living being, and you will always be a living being. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. And the invitation is to draw close to him, to live in him, to have his Spirit dwell within us, and to know very clearly that you and I are living eternal life. Oh, the physical properties that we have will wear out. All physical things wear out. All that means is that life changes. The way we live becomes different. The way we live becomes non-material. That's all it means. Life is not ended. Life changes. And when you and I believe that, then that colors all that we do. The fact that you and I are eternal makes a big difference. Then I see what I am today and what I do today merely as part, and perhaps a very, very small part of what life is for me. That's the challenge that Jesus puts before Martha, and that's the challenge that Jesus puts before me and puts before you. every single Sunday, as you and I gather around this altar, we celebrate the death and the resurrection of the Lord. We celebrate Jesus, the resurrection. And in the sacrament of the Eucharist, you and I are drawn into union with Him, and through Him, into union with God. And the very gift of life, eternal life, the fullness of life, is deepened and strengthened week by week as we celebrate the resurrection. Jesus risen in glory. Jesus present among us. Jesus drawing you and me into Him. Jesus pouring forth upon us the fullness of life. And so, Jesus says to Martha, Jesus says to me, Jesus says to you, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if that person physically dies, you live. And every single person who is alive and believes in me never, ever, ever dies. Jesus says, do you believe that?